All right. Hi, everyone. Not what you are used to seeing or hearing. Joey Lane is starting off this video. My partner, my co-host, my partner in crime, Andrew Zolden, sitting this one out. As you can see from the title, not a normal episode of Drive the Lane. Nothing, just a special sort of emergency video, so to speak, here. As everybody watching, listening knows, Coach Chris Holtmann, no longer the head basketball coach at Ohio State after almost seven seasons, call it six and a half seasons as the head man for the Buckeyes. A tenure that had its ups, had its downs. And I was a part of for the first 2 years of those teams. The plan, the goal of this little video that as I'm sitting here doesn't have a very thought out agenda. It doesn't have very many notes. It doesn't necessarily have a game plan, so to speak. I don't know if it's going to be 2 minutes. I don't know if it's going to be 20 minutes. But I wanted to make sure that everybody listening who is a fan of Ohio State, who cares about Ohio State basketball, who has followed me and followed Andrew as well, followed this podcast, is able to, you know, hear my raw emotions and thoughts from something that's a really challenging moment that truly, as I sit here right now, hours after the announcement has been made, is hard to grasp, hard to understand. Like I said, I want to make sure that we get something out to everybody who cares, everyone who for some reason has become interested in my opinion. I want to make sure that that is heard. It's no secret that I'm incredibly close to the program. I know all the guys. I know all the coaches. Some of the coaches coached me. Obviously, Coach Holtmann didn't recruit me to Ohio State, but he was a major part of my 4 years at Ohio State as well. What I kind of want to start with here is just to take you guys back to when it all started, when Holtmann was announced, because it is a funny story as well and something I look back truly fondly, because when Holt was hired, I was not with the team. I was on the team. I wasn't with the team because I had just had surgery. I just had hernia surgery. And what the trainers had told me was there's no rehab. There's nothing to do. You just have to get better for a couple months. Couldn't lift up a 5 gallon or a gallon jug of milk even. That was the max. That was too much to carry. So there's no reason to be going to workouts, or there wasn't any rehab to be done. So they said, go back to Chicago after the surgery. I had the surgery the day after classes ended, and go back home and be with your family, and you get an extra month basically of summer break. So I went back, and when I was on that break, the announcement was made that Coach Mata was mutually parting ways with the university, which obviously everyone has their own opinions on what that means, but he was fired. And as a walk-on, that's a scary thing. And, you know, I was sitting at home with my family, not happy, confused, sad, and didn't know what was next. You know, what I was told, I was just put on scholarship the year before, but what I was told was it's a year-by-year contract for every player, but especially me. Would I have a scholarship? Would I even have a spot on the team? Who knows? But as part of me being home, I was going to visit a couple friends in DC who had an internship there. And when I had taken off, we did not have a coach for our team. When I landed in DC, I landed to a million texts that said Chris Holtmann is the next coach for Ohio State. And there had been a team meeting. And by the time I had gotten off the plane, I had gotten a call from Coach Holtmann, a FaceTime that said, you know, he was fired up about being the coach. He knew that he needed to give me a call and that I was important to the team. And from that moment, I realized that, you know, he was going to be a coach that not only cared about his stars, but cared about every player on the team and every guy on staff. And that was apparent from day one. You know, I had long conversations with the staff coming in about what needed to stay the same and especially what needed to be changed. And they were all ears and they listened to guys like Kata and JT and myself, Cam Williams. They listened to us returners about what had gone wrong in years past and how we can get back to Buckeye basketball being Buckeye basketball. And kudos to that group because, man, did we hit the ground running. And Coach Holtman brought in a great staff. He brought in a ton of great transfers and recruited great freshmen and had a lot of success that year, 25-9, NCAA tournament, second in the Big Ten, all that fun stuff. What I really want to talk about from my time with Holt is going into my senior year. I had a very long meeting with him after the season ended about, hey, here's what you need to do in order to continue to be the leader that you are, but take another step. Yeah, I was a good basketball player, but what could you do to help the team in other ways? And what he told me was get in the best shape of your life. Keep working hard in basketball, keep being vocal, keep caring for Ohio State in the way that you do. And we will have success as a team. That's how you can help. And I worked my butt off that summer and came back to him and said, you know, Coach Holt, I know that guys transferred. I know the state of the roster. I'm very clued in. I know there's a decision to be made about me being the 13th guy on scholarship. Please, please do not keep me on scholarship if there's a guy out there that can come in and help this team. I want to make sure we go back to the NCAA tournament. I want to compete for a Big Ten championship. Whatever needs to be done for that, please do it. I talked with my family about it. God bless my parents. They were on board. It was okay if I was quote unquote a walk-on again and not on scholarship because I wanted to win. And what he told me 2 weeks later in another meeting was, Joey, we as a staff appreciate what you said. In a lot of ways, we agreed with what you said. But when we went out there into the transfer portal and saw graduate transfers, guys that could help this team immediately, you know, the impact on the team that you have versus some guy who's going to come in for 6 months, you matter a lot. And if that story doesn't resonate in terms of the leadership style that he had, the trust that he had in his players, the caring nature that he had as a human being, let alone a coach, I would tell you every player on the team had similar stories where Chris Holtman, you know, people dog me on Twitter about it. People have dogged me today. Like I say it and I mean it, but I understand how it can be misconstrued. But the guy was so much more than just a good basketball coach. He was an incredible, incredible person and mentor and friend to a lot of people. People wanted to work for him. There were assistant coaches that got great jobs after being with him. He's the head coach and coach of the year in three different conferences. But he was so much more than that. And, you know, guys like Jay Sean Tate and Kata Bates-Diop, like they played under Mata and they played under Coach Holtman, and Holtman helped them get to the NBA just as much, if not more, than Coach Mata did in a lot of ways. And they are very grateful for him, as I am, in a much different way. Coach Holtman and his wife, his daughter, if you met his parents, you could tell how much family means to him and how that was a huge part of the culture for Ohio State basketball. And one thing that I want to make sure is very clear is, you know, just because it didn't work out at Ohio State, and I'm not dumb, these last 2 years did not go as well as the first 2 years that I just talked about at length. You know, the last 2 years did not go well. Does that mean it's all coaching? No, but does it fall on the head coach because that's just how it works in all sports? Absolutely. And Coach Holtman will be the first person to say it's his fault. Ohio State basketball is this power that was made by Coach Mata and, you know, Jim O'Brien before and guys who came before him that went to Final Fours and had a national championship in 1960 and have NBA Hall of Famers and NBA All-Stars that have played coming from and graduating from Ohio State It's a powerful, powerful program. It's a top 25, 20, maybe even 15 program in the country. And it didn't work out. The teams the last 2 years were talented, but not talented enough. The coaching was good, but not good enough. And when you get that perfect storm, it comes to an end. Can I argue that a coaching change was necessary? It's hard to argue against that. Does that change anything about my perception of Coach Holtman? It doesn't. How I feel about all of this is 10 days ago, 2 months ago, I guess a month ago, did I know that it was probably the last year for Coach Holtman? I did. I'm not dumb. I'm not stupid. I can't see the future, but I can tell you that the way that the games were going, losing leads, losing to teams we don't normally lose to, the writing was on the wall. There's a report that Coach Holtman was blindsided with the news today, you know, February 14th, Wednesday, that he got fired. I can't sit here and say that I wasn't blindsided either. Again, the writing was on the wall. There was a ton of foreshadowing, however you want to say it, that this was going to be his last year. He just didn't get it done for whatever reason. The job was not being done. Wins were not happening. But did I think that, you know, he was going to be fired in the middle of the year? I didn't. It's a business. It's a cold world. If I'm not the AD, I have no experience being an AD. I've never hired or fired anybody in my life. Do I think that there are pros to letting him finish out the season? Sure. Am I realizing that there are some pros to having Jake Diebler step in as the interim coach now? Sure. What scares me is I've been in that room where my coach is fired and the future is uncertain. That world wasn't the NIL world. It wasn't the transfer portal world as much as it is today. You know, guys have 30 days starting now to transfer if they want to because of the new rules. Does that mean Bruce Thornton and Roddy Gale and Felix and all these guys that can will transfer? No. Does that mean somebody will at some point? Absolutely. That's just how it works. Guys came to Ohio State to play for Chris Holtman and now he's not there. I just pray that the new coach that comes in is allowed an opportunity with some of these guys to keep them if they want to. Bruce Thorne and Roddy Gale are guys that I would imagine, no matter who the coach is, and I'm not going to speculate on who that's going to be, or would want them to be around at the very least because they're Ohio State guys. The last thing I'll say is I want to double down on the point that Coach Holtman can be a good coach and also it doesn't work in a certain spot. He was, again, the coach of the year in three different conferences. I don't think that happens by accident or to a bad coach. I understand the frustrations with the past two seasons, you know, stagnant offense, tough defense at times, injuries, not playing certain guys too much. There's a lot to be criticized for. And I guarantee you when we lose games, Coach Holtman looks in the mirrors and watches the film and criticizes himself as much as anybody else on Twitter does. But a fresh start for both him and Ohio State basketball seems like something that can be advantageous. I think that his story is far from finished. I will be rooting for him wherever he goes, as I'm sure he will be rooting for those guys on that team no matter where they go, whether it be Ohio State or somewhere different. And he'll be rooting for Jake Diebler as he, you know, really has some sort of tryout for Ohio State basketball. What I'll say about this as I move forward here, you know, with Jake was my video coordinator my freshman year. He was my guy. He was the guy that I went to with any questions, with any concerns. He was checking in with my schoolwork. You know, that was my guy. On the most positive note, it's very cool to see him get an opportunity here. It's very cool to see him as a buzz-cutted 20-something-year-old video coordinator when I started to now being the head coach of the Ohio State University men's basketball program and having an opportunity to prove himself that maybe he is the next coach in Ohio State history. I know that the guys will play hard for him. I know that this is a team that clearly was still motivated, even being at the bottom of the Big Ten and competing at a high level. You look, we said on the last podcast, you look at the Maryland game and these guys could have easily rolled over and said, the season is done. Why in the world are we going to keep fighting in a close game in overtime and double overtime? But they did. I know that they'll continue to play hard for Jake and the rest of the staff here as the season comes to an end. And who knows? I mean, like, you see interim coaches get these crazy wins in the NFL. Could you imagine if they beat Purdue this weekend? But we're not going to harp on that. This was difficult. On a personal, selfish level, I care so much about Coach Holtman and his family and what could be coming for the staff and the players here as these next weeks transpire. I will go to the ends of the earth defending Coach Holtman, his character, the culture that he instated at Ohio State, the years that I was a part of the program and the years since that I've been very close to it. He developed young men that are incredibly successful in society every single day and graduating from Ohio State. And that's something that you can't argue with or take away from him. As for what's next for Ohio State basketball, we'll save that for another time. The paths that they can, that new AD Bjork can go to, and, you know, maybe Gene Smith has some say. I would assume he really doesn't at this point, but the paths that he can go down are exciting. Do you get the young up and coming mid-major coach from a very, very strong, successful mid-major program who's never been a high major coach? Do you go the alumni route of guys who know Ohio State basketball but have never been a head coach in their life? Do you go the high major to high major route, guys who have had a ton of success in other conferences, not in the Big Ten? Do you try and get one of these guys out of retirement or from the NBA who have had a ton of success and won national championships at the college level? It's all on the table. The AD is getting a 30-day minimum head start on this search and doing his research. I just hope that they get somebody who cares as much about Columbus, their players, the students, and Ohio State the way that Chris Holtman cared about them. And I hope that as a fan of Ohio State my whole life, that Ohio State can get back to the days of Greg Oden, Mike Conley, Aaron Kraft, John Diebler, the list goes on and on and on, Jared Sullinger, what Thad Matta built is something we've been chasing for a long time. And all I hope is that the person that is hired is someone that is willing to go to the ends of the earth to make sure we get back to that place where Ohio State basketball is competing for Big Ten championships year in, year out, and is a threat to go to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four. The fans deserve it. The fans are craving it. They've talked a lot, and I hope that the new hire is met with positive praise and high expectations, which are deservedly so. They will have my full-on support no matter what. I love Ohio State. I love Ohio State basketball. It's hard to sit here and be incredibly excited about what's next, but I know that something good will come from this, that Ohio State basketball story is still being written, and I will be a fan as long as I live. So with all that being said, this was hard. I hope it was informative. I hope it was helpful. It is helpful for me to get these words out here a little bit more. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to Chris Holtman, to every member of the staff that's come through since I was a junior and until now. I owe each and every one of you so much to my life, to where I sit here now, is because of not only Thad Matta, but Chris Holtmann, the staffs, the Ohio State University, all the alumni. And that's why I care so much about what happens and what happens from here. So stay tuned to Drive the Lane for more updates. Obviously, if you're not, follow me on Twitter as well, at JoeySmoke14. I'll obviously have more thoughts, more coverage as this coaching search moves on. And I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in, listening, and supporting. Buckle up, drive the lane. Go Buckeyes forever and always.